G'day everyone, Ian here, sitting in the Brisbane Brewing Company bar in downtown West End, having a pint of American IPA. It is one of my truly favourite beers since I discovered it. It's got that bitterness of IPA, but it has that beautiful floral flavour of American, otherwise known as Cascade hops. If you ever get a chance to try it, oh, knockout. They brew it here. This really funky bar that I'm in, which used to be the old loading dock for the fruit and veg shop, which we're out the back of. They've got six fermenters around me. They're all relatively small fermenters by fermentation standards, but each one's probably about, I'd hazard a guess, 200 or 300 litres. So, yeah. But anyway, that's not the reason for this audio boo. The reason is I want to have a bit of a whinge about the douchebaggery that is happening because of audio boom. They're up to some mischief again, people, which you might be interested to know about. I was talking to Caroline the other day, and she said that she couldn't listen to the audio boo I put up last. I link my audio boos through to Facebook because, you know, I don't put out a huge number of them, and I think that maybe the people on Facebook who follow me might be a little bit interested in what I have to say. The stuff that's relevant to audio boo, I know they're not interested in, but a lot of times I'm talking about more general stuff. So I link it across to Facebook. So Caroline decides that she's going to listen to it. So she clicked on the link on Facebook, and immediately it took her out of Facebook, and it took her to the iTunes store and said, sign up for the app, you know, download the app from the iTunes app store. And she doesn't want the app. She's not interested in participating in audio boo. She's not interested in the community. She just wants to listen to my ramblings because I'm her squeeze these days. And she doesn't want to play that silly bully game. She just wants to listen to the audio. Yes, she could go to the site on a browser, but the link that is on Facebook doesn't take her to the browser. It just takes her to the app download. So what Audio Boom is doing is they're basically harvesting people who currently don't have the app to get the app. Now, the reason we haven't talked about this within the community is we all have the app, don't we? So we never see this. So if we click on somebody's link on Facebook, it's going to take us to the site. Actually, I haven't tried it. Or it's going to take us into the app to listen to stuff. And yeah, it doesn't matter. We've got the app, we're signed in, all that sort of stuff. But she's a complete outsider. She doesn't even have the app on her phone. It may have bounced her to the app on her phone if she had it downloaded, but she doesn't want to download it. That's my point. Audio Boom are being friggin' douchebags. They're saying, if you want to listen to this content and you're mobile, you have to get the app. So as Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gambler, and Bernie have suggested in the past, they're scamming the system. This is much like the walled garden they created last year when you couldn't even go onto the browser and have a listen on a computer, on a laptop or a desktop machine, and listen to what's going on with somebody's audio boot. They realised that was a mistake and they backtracked. This hasn't been in action for a long time because Caroline noticed this only a week ago. Prior to that, she had been clicking through from Facebook. It was taking her to basically the Audio Boom site within Facebook. You know how Facebook does that. And yeah, basically she's listening to the audio boos that way. Yeah, Audio Boom, the mob of douchebags. Yet again, they're scamming the system, aren't they? That's what they're doing. What it means is they can turn around to their corporates, their business partners, their advertisers, whatever, and they can say, we have had an increase of 5,000 downloads per month in the last couple of months because of this amazing thing that we're doing, whatever they want to sell. Yeah, it's bullshit. It's bullshit because Caroline isn't interested in getting the app. What she wants to do is listen to the audio. And she said, why do they want us to get the app? It's because it's a radio bloody app these days, isn't it? And because it's a radio app, they can push all of their programs, all their advertising, all their mainstream rebranding, rebroadcast of mainstream audio, which is what they're moving towards, and away from what we're here about, which is all about community. Again, they're friggin' douchebags. And, yeah. Are we surprised? No. I've noticed in the Audio Boo community on Facebook that they've been talking about the fact that they're stopped DMs. Yeah, it's a variation on theme, isn't it? So DMs are being wound back because not enough of us use it. Not enough of us are actually participating in the whole friggin' thing. They don't care about us. Audio Boom is becoming a rebroadcaster of terrestrial radio. That's basically what it's turning into. And there'll be a few minor people who have products that they want to push through Audio Boom. That's their business model. That's where it's going. I'm going to SoundCloud. I'm still playing here, sure. I've been playing here for a year. I got rid of my premium subscription 12 months ago. I just have to work out a bit of a strategy to move across to SoundCloud and try and encourage maybe people to come and listen to me on SoundCloud. Hey, just want to mention, Christian at Documentally did this, and I've done the same. If you go onto SoundCloud, as a producer, if somebody creates content like we do, you can also create an RSS feed so that people can then take that RSS feed and drop it into Downcast, Pocket Cast, whatever podcasting app they've got. He did that. I took his lead and I've done exactly the same thing. It means that I've actually got two audio channels for Christian. One is the Audio Boo RSS feed and the other one is his SoundCloud feed, which is his longer form documentary, audio documentaries, which I like to listen to. It's a really good move. So I've done the same. So if you go to SoundCloud, you can just get the RSS feed. But you can't, I haven't worked it out. Hey, Bernie, maybe you know how to. Is there a way to actually create an RSS feed from somebody's audio content? But the way it currently is on SoundCloud is you have to actually create it, and then their link appears on your profile page for people to access all of your content when it becomes available. It's a good feature, but the producers of the audio have to be proactive in doing it. So if people want to move across to SoundCloud, you have to do that. And frankly, I would love you to do it, because that way I'll just take the RSS feed and drop it into Downcast, which is my favourite podcasting app. And then whenever you produce content like Christian does, it'll just pop up my feed and I'll be able to listen to it, which is what I do with Audio Boo also, because I don't want to listen to the Audio Boo app. I just want to listen to my friends. So I have my friends on Downcast and the RSS feed, and I just pull it all through and listen to it. So fuck them. Fuck them. That's what I say. Fuck them. They can go and screw themselves. They're douchebags. Let's set up some other systems. Yeah. Okay. I don't normally do that sort of stuff. Sorry. I has beer. Life is good. I'm sitting in this funky space. Wish you were here. Be lovely to have you around. It's a nice place. Good place to have a drink. On the 2nd of November, 2015, where it's getting pretty toasty. We had a cold snap last week. We always have a cold snap normally November, but I've noticed the last couple of years it's been October for about 4 or 5 days. Just a chill. Enough to maybe put on a light jacket, and then when it's gone, that's the end of it. That's the end of it, and we're into summer. So we're into summer now. Here it comes. Stay low, people. Keep the fans on. Here comes summer.